grief and loss, trauma, mental health, alcohol and drug use, gender roles, anger management, self-esteem, sexual abuse, domestic violence, and the pressures of societal norms or real-life issues that affect men. Join Rolando, psychotherapist, author, life coach, and motivational speaker that has dedicated his profession to working with men to find a healthier alternative to cope and handle these stressors. Rolando believes that men are lacking in social, psychological, emotional, and spiritual support that is necessary for a lifestyle that promotes healthy masculinity. We invite you to join us on XY Spark, where we discuss issues that men face. At XY Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much, and we are glad that you've decided to join us here. This is a special feature that we're having here at XY Spark entitled Soul Fuel. Soul Fuel, and this is specific inspirational reading. And so take the time to listen and engage in a new experience with readings from inspirational books to water your soul and ignite spiritual awareness. Soul Fuel helps men recognize that a part of living and practicing holistic healthy masculinity is tapping into spiritual mindfulness. Soul Fuel. This reading is under the caption, A Broken Heart. Grandpa George had a failing heart. It was so diseased, his doctor had told him he would need a heart transplant or die. So his name was placed on the waiting list for a donor. And each night, his grandchildren prayed that if it was God's will, a heart would soon be available for him. Then it happened, but not in the way anyone could have guessed or wanted. George's grandson Scott was an active teenager who loved riding his motorcycle with his friends. Scott prayed daily that his grandfather would get a heart. But he did more than just pray. He acted upon it. He encourages friends to sign as organ donors. Then one day, a day that Scott's friends can never forget, Scott became the answer to his own prayers. He was in a terrible motorcycle accident. His friends stood around helplessly as he lay on the pavement, his body crumpled at an odd angle. The ambulance soon arrived, its sirens wailing, and sped Scott to the hospital. Their tests reveal that though his heart was still beating, he was brain dead. Scott's parents raced to the hospital in shock. When they heard that his death was inevitable, they knew what he would want them to do. They signed a form releasing Scott's heart to his own grandfather. The surgery was completed within a few hours, and in the following weeks, Scott's grandfather recovered nicely. He told reporters, "I have a new heart, but it's broken." Scott's grandfather lives each day to the fullest in honor of the gift his grandson gave to him. "If I waste this life, Scott's gift will have been in vain," he says. "What about you? Somebody died so that you could live forever. That's how special you are to him. And that's why he's coming soon to take you to live with him. Don't waste his gift. Be there waiting to greet him when he comes."
Please join Rolando next time on XY Spark as he engages us in practical discussions that promotes healthy masculinity and challenge men to live extraordinary lives. At XY Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.